This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 345, Bad News Bruins. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABook. That's bit.ly/ATABook. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today's podcast is also brought to you by the folks over at Doghouse Systems. Visit them at doghousesystems.com and get a great gaming PC made by gamers for gamers. If you use the code BACON, you'll get 5% off of your order. And lastly, another sponsor of the show is Clan Bushido of the U.S. Ner'zhul Realm Alliance side. With core values including respect for other players and a drama-free gaming experience, as well as a no-hate speech rule, this is a guild you can call home. Visit them at clanbushido.net or roll on over to the Ner'zhul Realm to get in touch.
For the Alliance!
For the Horde!
For the news!
For the opinions.
For the lore.
For the achievements.
For the raiders.
For the discovery.
For the pets.
For the community.
And most of all, for you.
This is All Things Azeroth.
Your World of Warcraft podcast.
And now your hosts, Medros, Bella, and Ro.
So I'm wondering who chose to put Bella in front of Ro. I did not, Alec, that's all I'm going to say. Welcome to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I am your host, Medros, and with me, I have Ro. How you doing, Ro?
Good. It just sounds better. It's like two syllables, one syllable. Yeah, that's why.
All right. And we also have, of course, Bella. How you doing, Bella?
Pretty good. I think it's a Bella sandwich.
No comment.
All right.
What? Did I say something wrong?
Let's move on, shall we? All right. So, let's move right along here. How was everybody's week in game?
Ladies first.
Oh, of course. I get to go first. My week was actually really good. I got to play WoW almost every day. It was fun. Yes. It was very fun. I got to go pet shopping with you, Medros. We had some fun this week, wouldn't you say?
It was enjoyable times.
We caught lots of really cute and cuddly and squishy pets. It was so fun. I caught this thing. It's like a pixie and a Fluttershy and a... Oh, crap. What's it called?
Nether fairy dragon.
Yes, I got another fairy dragon. And it's just so cute. I want to pick it up and squeeze it.
Ro, did you hear that? My. Cute, cuddly, and squishy. That's what we wanted, remember?
We?
Fine, we'll go that way.
Anywho... I didn't get to do any raiding or anything like that, but because I just, you know, kind of did some pet stuff and helped somebody who had never been to Blackwing Lair.
That is an inaccurate statement.
Really?
I had been there before.
Well, you got the achievement, though.
I had killed at least two bosses in that dungeon, in that raid.
And you discovered the room from you know where.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I got to hang out with Medros and WoW this week.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. How was your week, Ro?
My week was alright. It's, you know, I gotta go on a little bit of a tangent first before I talk about my week, because...
Okay.
It's funny, because we have all this talk, all these people saying... Oh my gosh, content's coming out way too fast. Every 2 months, every 3 months, it's too crazy. What, Blizzard needs to slow it down. Well, you know what? I'm not one of those guys!
Here we go.
Where's the patch? You know how they talk, how Blizzard talks about people are consuming content faster than ever?
Yep.
Hi, I'm consuming content faster than ever. Well, the funny thing is, no, I'm not, because I actually have yet to kill a single boss on normal mode Throne of Thunder. But anyway, I think that has a little bit to do with it, since I'm not really doing normal mode raiding. But I'm in a holding pattern, waiting for a patch, waiting for stuff to do. Doesn't mean I'm not doing stuff in-game, though. I did get the Dark Moon Eye this past week, so I now have the Dark Moon Rabbit and the Dark Moon Eye, and I now hear many people typing emails of jealous rage at me. But
Yes.
But that took about, what, I've been doing that Dark Moon Fair pet battle every possible day for the past, what, 4 or 5 months? I forgot when it became available, but yeah. So got that, and lately I've been playing a bit more WoW than I have the past few weeks before, and I would have to credit that to actually just playing with new people and stuff. So I spent some time in game playing with Lignar and Medicakes from Epic Podcast, who they actually brought a couple of alt characters over to Horde side on Earth and Ring. They're now part of AIE. And I spent some time playing with them, and did some Raid Finder stuff. And I mean, I'm doing Raid Finders that I don't really need anything from, but I'm just doing it to have fun with them and stuff. And I think one of the things that just is kind of made me lose interest or kind of slow down as far as my enjoyment in the game was the fact that I've been kind of lone wolfing it for a while and not having that constant regular raiding experience has played a bit into that too. But for the first time in like 2 or 3 months, I've had a lot more fun playing the game just doing random stuff because I was playing with other people. Go figure, interacting with other people in a massively multiplayer online game. I know it's mind-blowing, but it just goes to show how much more enjoyable the game can be when you share the experience with people you call friends.
Isn't that the truth?
I'd personally have to agree with you 100% on that. It's been a while since I've really felt like I had somebody to do stuff with in-game, because a lot of my guild is too low to do stuff. A lot of stuff that I've been doing has been solo, but, you know, playing a game with Bella and stuff was fun.
I'm just that cool, you know? I keep you busy. Well, it was funny when, like, we CRZ and he's standing next to me, so I checked his achievements, because I remember we had talked about achievements. And boy, I didn't realize how many achievements he didn't have, Ro. He's really behind us.
And Medros is really behind us?
Yeah.
I'm behind you 100%.
Oh.
That doesn't surprise me too much. Speaking of achievements, also, I was doing a bit of pet battle stuff and finally finished the Eastern Kingdom Safari achievement after finally finding a snowshoe hare and some Highlands mouse in the Twilight Highlands and such. Those were a little tricky to find. So I just have the Kalimdor Safari one to finish up, and then I have all the Safari achievements done. There's still, of course, the issue of that little summer pet to get, though.
Well, it'll be summer soon enough.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm extremely excited to finally get my Karaji Hatchling. Gardling.
How about your week, though, Medros?
Got lots of stuff done in-game. The Medros taxi service was in full force for a couple of days. Not that I'm talking to anybody on the show here, right, Bella?
No, not at all.
Like we talked about, did Serpent Shrine, did Blackwing Lair,
Karazhan.
Karazhan, and we have a strategy now for the chess event.
You're gonna make me do that again?
I didn't get what I wanted.
Ro, why can't you be Alliance?
I am Alliance, I'm just mostly Horde right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when 5.3 goes live and my level 87 monk becomes level 88 and the XP gain is cut by a bit, I may actually hit level 90 sometime this year.
Perhaps, perhaps.
I hope not, Ro.
You hope I don't hit level 90?
No, I mean, I hope you hit level 90. I just hope it doesn't take you forever.
We'll see. It's
because I think it would be so fun for us to do the heroic scenarios, the three of us.
Well, I know. We talked about that last week, and that will probably be a bit of an incentive to actually get to 90 faster than just within a year.
Within a year. That's a high milestone, my friend.
Oh, we'll try for maybe within a couple of weeks of 5.3 going live. Sometime in July, August, I don't know.
October, November, maybe it'll be there in time
after
for BlizzCon.
After BlizzCon, yeah.
No, you'll ding 90 at BlizzCon, how's that?
I'll be too busy playing Titan.
Yep. I know, I'm spending as much time as I can get on Hearthstone at BlizzCon, that's all I know.
If you are spending as much time as possible playing Hearthstone at BlizzCon, then there's something wrong going on, because I would hope that by BlizzCon, we would have been playing the Hearthstone beta for a few months then.
Yeah.
That is possible. We'll have to wait and see. But, I'm excited. It's going to be interesting. Let's see, what else did I do this week? MacGyver is my hated nemesis in the chat room. MacGyver, are you here? No, he's not. MacGyver has been tempting me, let's say, with a certain transmog set, and I finally gave in and got around to actually doing it. I spent several days.
You're doing transmog?
Let me finish, please. I spent several days running around Dungeons of Outland, resetting my instances over and over to make sure I got the right pieces, and yes, my character is now transmogged.
Did you finally replace that ridiculous hat?
Which hat?
The ridiculous one you showed me the other night that looked horrible.
I don't have a replacement yet for it.
Oh, you do not? Okay. Fashion advice. One does not wear a bright, shiny paladin helmet from the Lawbringer set, which is gold and bright and shiny, with a blue transmog. Can you say fashion police? Woo, woo! Medros, that's the fashion police. They're coming to take you away.
I'm staying out of this one.
Nevik James in the chat room says, that helm is awful. Mm-hmm.
Why you haters be hating?
Because it looks hideous.
There's only one thing I found that matches, but it looks like crap.
Just hide it till you get something better. You'd look better with the pretty princess crown than you would with that helmet.
I'm not wearing that frickin' crown. And yes, I did not say a swear word. That was not a swear.
But it's cute, and it's shiny, and it looks like a pretty princess crown.
Thus why I'm not wearing it.
But your tune looks like it already is wearing a dress.
Why
not just have the crown?
I do not look like I'm wearing a dress. Oh, it is a tabard. A tabard, madam.
It looks like a dress to me.
Well, you can bleep, bleep, bleep.
Oh, such manners. Such rudeness.
At least I bleeped it out. Anyways, enough about my poor taste in headwear. So, let's see, what else did I do? Had a meetup on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. Hung out with Toasty, Fandeth, and another Winnipeg WoW player named Andy, who has been in the chat room before, but he's not there today. And, you know, as the day was getting on or getting closer, I had this great idea. Ro, our co-host here, says she's never been to a WoW meetup. And I could not let that happen.
Yes.
So I brought a laptop. Fandeth brought a laptop. I brought my phone. And we had Bella here Skype in so she could be a part of the meetup.
Yeah, it was fun. I got to sit at the table and watch them eat food. And then Medros was talking about steaks, and he made me throw up. It was great.
Yes, I really enjoyed that you mentioned that part of it. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Best meetup ever.
But you had fun.
I did. It was a great time.
Anyways, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. You know, maybe next time if we have enough iPhones there, maybe Ro can Skype in and be a part of it. Oh, yes, and yeah, fan death was all ogling the waitress.
I hope you guys left her a good tip.
I left her a good tip because I wasn't sure if he was not going to think she already had enough. I'm not going to say that joke.
Speaking of meetups, teaser alert or spoiler alert or something. I'm going to be talking about something at the end of the show as far as a meetup goes.
Indeed. But that's for the end of the show. And we're only at the beginning.
Really?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's also going to be a meetup. You can't attend, Bella. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll try and Skype you in there, too. And folks in the chat room, if you want to hear a really interesting noise, hey, Bella, 4-2.
What? The score is 4-2?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
9 minutes left.
My Bruins are losing?
Yes.
This is a disgrace for Boston. This is pitiful. This is an outrage.
Folks in the chat room, I'd like to point out, this is not the Canadian ranting about hockey. Just clarify that.
I thought you were talking about the Red Sox game.
It is way too early to be thinking about the Red Sox. We don't think about the Red Sox till at least July or August. Mostly until hockey season's over. Right now, we are in the push for the Stanley Cup. We are in
what?
Stanley Cup mode,
wait,
baby.
Wait, what?
Let's go, Boston!
What's
you can
hockey?
Beat those darn Toronto people! Come on!
What's hockey? I don't understand.
Ro?
Ro, I'm sorry.
Ro?
We may have to have a discussion about your place on the show in future for future endeavors. The only salvation you can have here, sir, is if you go and watch the entire Jet season, first Jet season from last year on DVD.
Okay.
At least it's 4-2, but it's
yeah. They scored a goal. But so did.
If they lose, their season's over. No Stanley Cup for Boston.
I'm sure the people of Vancouver are going to be so sad about that. So let's move on to the next topic of our show, away from Bruins and stuff, and talk about our first sponsor. So if you guys listened last week, you'll remember that I played a special sound clip for the Audible ad. We're going to go along that line again this week. The sponsor again is Audible. If you go to bit.ly/ATABook, you'll get over 100,000 titles to choose from. And they make great audiobooks with great narrators, and some of them are very, very entertaining to listen to. So I wanted to play a bit of a sample here of one of our book pick this week, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Only 12, Klaus, of course, had not read all of the books in the Baudelaire library, but he had read a great many of them, and had retained a lot of the information from his readings. He knew how to tell an alligator from a crocodile. He knew who killed Julius Caesar. And he knew much about the tiny, slimy animals found at Briny Beach, which he was examining now.
So that book pick this week is the book The Bad Beginning, a series of unfortunate events. And you can find that and over 100,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATABook.
That's a really good book. And I've listened to that entire series on narration, and it's really good.
I agree. It was entertaining.
About halfway through the series, the reader switches, and the author actually begins reading the books about halfway through. So it's really good. It's by Lemony Snicket. Awesome book. Not just for kids, but it's really good.
Yeah, my wife asked me to obtain that for her. So, Ro, Topic Zero has no coloring. Is there a specific choice on...
You can take it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? I thought maybe you had more to say on the topic.
No.
All right. So, in case folks haven't
noticed... I will
noticed,
not admit defeat.
In case folks
oh,
haven't
Ro,
noticed...
come on now.
There is no patch this week 5.3 is not coming out this week. We still don't have a release candidate, which we didn't have last week either. So I'm saying it's probably as soon as maybe next week. Maybe a week, maybe the week after. But, Ro, tell us how you really feel. I'm just bugging you, buddy.
Well, it's definitely really fun when you happen to be working on another podcast and you're a couple of days away from posting the podcast, but it's really dependent on whether patch 5.3 is going to be live and you don't know yet what's going on, so you end up making two different versions of the show.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, I would never do that. I mean, I would never want to do... Oh. Never mind.
I mean, it's funny because I really thought that we would have seen 5.3 this week. It just, with the way that the updates have been, with how long ago the background downloader started and everything just kind of seemed to point to this week being the week. And yet, Thursday and Friday showed up, we saw no release candidate, and that was a big red flag that, oh hey, patch probably is not going to happen. I'm not sure what may have caused it to come out later than I thought it would be. It might just be this time around it's taking a little extra time to polish things up and such, but eh, whatever. It's the funny thing is I'm not really as antsy for 5.3 as I was claiming a little earlier on in the show. Like I said, just spending more time doing things in game with other people and stuff is bringing back a bit more enjoyment for the game. So I'm approaching the game from different angles to enjoy it more and kind of re-energize myself before 5.3 arrives.
That's awesome.
I know, Ro, honestly, I don't look for it until the week of Memorial Day.
Shut up.
I really don't. I don't. I don't look for it until then. Honestly,
I think Memorial Day weekend is a weekend that absolutely won't happen. Basically, I think that if it does not arrive on May 21st, we will not see it until June. It will not happen on May 28th, because I just feel that Blizzard would probably have their key people, letting their key people take Memorial Day weekend off. So if we don't see it on May 21st, I wouldn't expect to see it until the first or second week of June. That's just my opinion, that they more often than not try to avoid those holiday weekends.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know, I'm in no hurry for it. And I think that, you know, bravo to Blizzard for taking their time to get it out to us. They want to make sure that it's good and that it's not buggy, especially since there's so much good stuff in it.
Oh, sure.
Take your time, Blizzard. Take your time.
Oh, sure.
This Bella, she's in no hurry.
There's just kind of that whole funny thing that I brought up earlier, though. It's like everyone complains about, oh my gosh, content's coming out too quickly, too quickly. And as people on the internet are wont to do, the patch doesn't come out for a week, and then the next week you think it's going to come out and it doesn't. Then the next one it doesn't because, hey, Memorial Day weekend. And I bet you if we don't see 5.3 come out next week, forums are going to be flooded with, oh my gosh, why isn't 5.3 out already? What the heck is taking so long? And then 4 weeks after 5.3 is live and we start seeing news about 5.4 on the PTR, people are going to be back to, oh no, content is coming out way too fast. What the heck's going on? We just can't be pleased.
Well,
nope, we're never happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it always goes. Moving on to our next topic, the death of WoW. So, the death of WoW, WoW officially died recently this week, and we mourn his passing, and no, we don't.
At least we have Hearthstone to still do on the show, so, I mean, it's not like it's a total loss. All Things Azeroth isn't going anywhere. We'll still be your Hearthstone podcast, and I'll be okay.
Wait a minute.
We already have the logo.
Yeah, we do.
WoW didn't die. What are you guys eating?
Sure it did.
Didn't you hear all those news stories?
Yeah, when you lose 1.3 million subscribers. Now, from what I read, This is actually the fifth time that WoW has died, so if World of Warcraft is a cat, it can die four more times before it's really dead.
Is it a cute cat with fuzzy fur? And is it squishy, and can I pick it up and pet it and love it and take it home with me and take it as my very own?
No. That's debatable.
Darn it.
No, it's a natty old alley cat that's just going to scratch you and try and hurt you.
But I don't want it to hurt me.
Exactly. that's why I'm saying it's... Never mind. We don't want it to hurt you either, so let's just avoid that dead cat, okay?
My thought is that, yes, it might be down 1.3 million, but there are still 8.3 million playing it. Don't talk about it dying until there's down to, like, less than a million people. Then maybe we'll say it's dead.
Hey, Medros.
Yeah?
Are you playing WoW? Like, in general, not right now, but are you playing WoW?
Well, I play the game. I pay to play the game, and I was pretty sure I was in there last night.
Okay. Are you having a good time playing WoW?
Yes.
Then does it even matter to you if WoW lost 1.3 million subscribers as long as you're having a good time?
As long as the people that left aren't the friends that I was playing with, I'm fine.
The fence rests. Most of the losses they're saying came from the East, which I believe can be attributed to a number of things, including this little MMO going on called Age of Wushu. It's while it's not that big a deal in the West, although Lord knows I've seen hundreds of commercials for it whenever I'm watching something on Twitch or YouTube, it seems to be something that has definitely picked up a lot of steam over in the East, so Age of Wushu has something to do with it. We also have to remember that people who play World of Warcraft in China and different areas in the East, the subscription model is different than how we play in the West. It's more, I think, by the hour, the way they have things set up, so... The numbers loss is significant, and they did say that there was some loss in the West, but I don't think it is really as big a deal as the numbers would seem to apply. And the funny thing is that for the most part, if you were to look on Twitter, if you were to look at most of the forums, while there are some people, the trolls will say, oh my gosh, WoW is dying, really, most people are like, eh, I'm still playing. I think for the most part, a good number of people are just tired of the whole WoW is dying thing. It's if they're still playing the game, then WoW isn't really dying.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't think that it's dying because people still love it. Like, I love to play. I like to log on. I'm having fun, so I don't care how many subscribers they have. As long as the people I still play with play, then I'll be happy.
It's times like this where I realize that there were certain things we could say before Bella came on the show that just sound wrong now.
Like what?
Anyways, moving right along. Moving very much right along.
Like what?
So, the next topic of the show, beyond the death of WoW. Before I do the move on, I want to point out that WoW's loss, any other game would have killed them. I'm sorry, WoW's a little stronger than that. But moving along. So, our next topic is going to be handled by Ro, so why don't you go ahead.
Alright, so the next thing up is... There was a question on whether or not we would be seeing an overhaul as far as talents go. Ghostcrawler on Twitter had replied a few days ago saying that the current talent design feels pretty solid to us. We'll iterate, but no overhaul plans. And of course, he also put down hashtag famous last words just as a disclaimer in case we end up going to BlizzCon and find out, oh, hey, talent system's being overhauled. But the funny thing is, the WoW dev team, for the most part, seems to think that talents are in a relatively good place. Now, personally, I would tend to agree on talents. I think that the way that they've restructured and redone the talent system is fine by me. I like the option of choices. I like that each of the specs has a way to personalize themselves, and you can be an, like, say for a mage, you can be an arcane spec and maybe have access to something that wouldn't typically belong to arcane, like blazing speed or whatever. So as far as talents go, I think that talents personally are fine. I think that Blizzard's biggest challenge when it comes to a system overhaul is more so going to be in the glyph system. And I think there's been tweets about this too, where glyphs just feel like they're... The whole way the glyph system feels now, it just kind of feels like a second cousin to talents, and there just doesn't seem to be enough oomph to the whole glyph system. Bella, how do you feel about talents and glyphs right now in the game?
Well, I feel like the Bruins are going to come back and win this game. Anyways, huh? I actually... I'm sorry, when Medros messages you and says, expletive 4-4, I'm like, what? What? Way to distract somebody.
That's fine.
Anyways, I know. So I actually really enjoy the talent system. I like it. You know, I think it's simple. The only complaint I have is that there are some talents, like, that are really situational, which are okay if you want to carry what you need to switch your talent every other boss fight. You know, I have only have one level 90, so, and it's just my human my frost DK. As far as the glyphs, I like having the option of the vanity glyphs. Like, I really like that. I understand that, like, they're secondary to the talents, and but they don't really go hand in hand. I have a couple glyphs as a DK that I use all the time. The one that turns my army of the dead into different types of ghouls, that I think is just really cool. You know, I like having glyphs that are just, they kind of add a little extra fantasy to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the minor glyphs are actually, for some classes, the minor glyphs are okay. There are other classes where the minor glyphs don't seem to really do a whole heck of a lot. That's really kind of hit and miss depending on the class. And I think the major glyphs just feel a little too similar to talent choices myself. And not only that, but you kind of have that thing where although you have choices from, say, 8 or 9 major glyphs, it doesn't seem that everyone tends to stick to usually a certain 3 or 4 out of those 8 or 9, and half of those major glyphs just aren't even bothered with at all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. There are some glyphs I never use, and there are some that I use all the time. I haven't really changed my glyphs in a while. What about you, Medros?
There has been points made, and I think there are definitely valid points. I don't like, overall, that it feels like there's so little reward for leveling. You used to have a lot more, it felt like at least, reward for leveling. You got talents every couple of levels. You got new spells fairly frequently. You know, it was so much better. I understand why they had to change it. They're going to have to do some changes for the next expansion, because no new talent for your cap level, not going to work very well. Yeah, they're not going to change it. I do miss the old system, but there was a lot of excess baggage that they need to get rid of, unfortunately. And that's all I have to say about any topic currently being discussed, either here or in the chat.
Medros, are you upset that the Maple Leafs might possibly lose to the Bruins? Are you really upset about that?
I have no comment.
You're really distracted, it seems. We're talking about World of Warcraft, not hockey. I know hockey's in your blood because you're Canadian, but still.
Bella, I'd like to meet you in my office after the show. Thank you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Am I in trouble?
Yes.
Ah, jeez, I got called to the principal's office already, and it's only my second week.
Anyways, let's go to our next topic, shall we?
Sounds good. I'll take our next topic.
Thanks for volunteering.
Our next topic, no problem. This week on Twitter, it was all the buzz, all the flutter, with a conversation between Ghostcrawler and a couple of various people from the community. And Ghostcrawler was asked, what do you think Blizz can do better, if anything, to combat toxic attitudes within the World of Warcraft community? And he had several different replies throughout the course of the conversation. He said, interesting question. We removed the need for friends in order to see content, which is awesome, but we didn't insert anything in place. With friends, you are happy somebody got loot. In LFR, the other players are simply tools to get what you want. Providing more information to players so they didn't have to know all the tribal secrets would help. He also goes on to say that letting you care a little more about the group would also help. But honestly, I find most players I interact with are helpful and generally pretty nice. I do understand that there are, however, bad apples. What do you think, Ro?
I think that everyone's experience will vary when it comes to this. If I'm not mistaken, this conversation came up because Riot Games, the company behind League of Legends, did a whole panel about toxic behavior at the GDC Game Developers Conference, and Ghostcrawler replied that he had caught that and he found that was pretty interesting. There's definitely an issue, at least when it comes to Raid Finder. I can't speak too much about Battleground attitude, behavior, and etiquette and stuff, but if you do Raid Finder and you're doing it solo, it can definitely be a very rough, shaky road at times. The chat can be as bad, or if not worse, than what you typically see in trade chat on your server. And the Raid Finder experience makes things more accessible, like he says, but by making raiding or making the raid content that accessible, you're taking out part of the equation that really kind of makes raiding so enjoyable. I mean, part of the whole thing with raiding, it's not just about seeing these bosses and seeing the story content and all of that. Part of the whole thing about raiding is working as a team and feeling like you are part of something with some of the same people on a regular basis, downing content, working together, trying to figure out problems, and not caring if you end up wiping a few times as long as you progressively get closer. So in Raid Finder, you don't have to worry about that whole thing with going with friends and stuff. You can go with friends. I highly recommend you try to do Raid Finder with friends so that it feels at least a little bit more enjoyable there. You have the whole determination mechanic, which then takes out the whole... Once you put determination in the game, I understand why they did it, so that people would feel like they don't have to bash their head against the wall over and over again. But again, I mean, this may make me sound a little elitist and stuff, but part of the whole ultimate enjoyment from this raid content was feeling like you accomplished something after putting in that time and that effort over and over again. The main problem is a great majority of people, in my opinion, who play Raid Finder content expect Raid Finder content to have the same kind of enjoyment and atmosphere and attitude as you would get out of normal raiding. But because Raid Finder has to be made so dumbed down, easy and accessible, and non-personal, you're really taking the whole spirit of raiding out of it when you're doing Raid Finder mode. And I know I'm like focusing a whole bunch on Raid Finder. We could talk about toxic attitudes when it comes to toxic attitudes in guilds, in just trade chat, in a whole bunch of other places too. This isn't restricted just to Raid Finder. I can just speak on Raid Finder more because that's why I've been doing more of than anything else. What do you think about it all, Medros?
I agree with the assessment, and I actually applauded Riot for their stance on it. I think that it is definitely better to have a helpful environment. I think that I think we're never going to see Blizzard take the kind of stand on toxic environments in their game as Riot has. Part of that being because they are just too big. They can't sit there and kick people out of the game for being ponies. Wish they could, but they can't. So the downside, unfortunately, is that we have to deal with these people. It seems like for a lot of players, you know, you report the first few people you find, but when you've reported the same person 10 times and they're still in game, it gets to the point where you stop even trying. So hopefully Blizzard has some way or some idea of how they can make that less of a problem, remove some of the toxicity from the game. I don't think even Blizzard would try and claim that there isn't any toxicity there, because I think they are smart enough to understand that their player base aren't stupid. You know, we can see it. We go to trade chat, you go to general chat, you go to any city with yells turned on, and you're going to see that toxicity. You're going to see that negativity. You go into a random dungeon or a random raid or random scenario even, and you see that aggressive nature, that aggressive behavior, and those horrible attitudes that have made the game very hard for some people to play. You know, when I originally was considering trying to get my nephew into WoW when he was just, you know, a lot younger than he is now, the concern of his mother, my sister, was that, you know, well, how you prevent people who are going to be saying stuff they shouldn't be saying and being rude. And that was pretty much the death of that idea, because there's no way to do it. You know, you can try your best, do everything you can, but there's always going to be those people that feel the need and feel this obscene desire to just be crude and just be rude and just be mean-spirited people. And that is something Blizzard can't do a lot about, unfortunately. So I hope that it works out. I hope that Blizzard somehow, some way, is able to find some resolution, some idea, some solution that can work. But they're not Riot. They're not able to do what Riot is able to do. And I think that's what a lot of players want to see. And unfortunately, that's not something we can see.
People want to see a bit more power given to the players as far as, you know, mediating and enforcing these kind of situations where you have troublesome players and whatnot. But, you know, people talk about how, oh no, WoW is dying and stuff, but here's where World of Warcraft having over 8 million players actually makes something like this a little difficult. Now, given League of Legends is just as big, but the two are really kind of different games when it comes to this kind of thing.
I know what I think, that you're going to find toxic attitudes everywhere you go, and unfortunately, toxicity is poisonous, and it spreads. It can spread like a wildfire. You know, I've been in LFR runs where people have screwed up, they've made one or two mistakes, and before you know it, everyone's like, oh, they're terrible, oh, you're such a noob, and then everyone, you know, most of the people jump on the bandwagon and start bashing the person who, you know what, maybe they've taken a break for a while and they're just starting to come back to the game, or maybe they've got something going on and they're not focused on the LFR as they should be, or you don't know what other people's situations are on the other side of the login screen, so who are you to call them out and say they're a noob? Everyone starts off with, you know, limited skill, and I get so angry when people make fun of other people in this game. I just want to pick him up and shake him and be like, dude, what is your problem? You know, I can't stand negativity in the game because I love it so much, and I know how poisonous it can be, especially in guilds. I've been in guilds before where one negative Nancy has killed a guild, paused the progression, like put the progression on, in rating on an ice block in a deep freeze because of a negative Nancy. It's just, it's unfortunate that some people think it's okay and that they can just get away with it. The only failsafe you have as a player is you can put them on ignore, but then, if they're a real troll, they'll just say, oh, well then, you put me on ignore? Well, I know your character name, so I'm going to make a new character and whisper you on that one. Oh, you put that one on ignore? Well, let's keep going until I really make you mad.
I wish that reporting somebody put their entire account on ignore, not just the character. That would eliminate so much of that frustration of people just going to create other characters. You know, it's so easy to make characters in this game. It's so easy to delete a character in this game that people don't feel that that pressure, that need to be careful. You know, the internet theory from Penny Arcade gives a perfect example of what happens when you have anonymity. And the ability to create character after character and harass somebody, that's the problem. That's the cause. And it's bad. It makes the game very hard to play. And for a game that is awesome, it makes me as a player almost sometimes cautious about who I invite to the game. I'm not going to invite somebody I know who's, you know, a Bible thumping Christian to play WoW, because what are they going to get? They're going to get people swearing and using profanity that has no place in the game. And, you know, Blizzard will say, oh, use the maturity filter. No, that isn't the answer. That is so not the answer to the problem. And I hope that Blizzard sees someday that go get the turn on the profanity filter is not an answer. Because as I've seen in our chat room when we've been with several different providers, profanity filters don't catch everything, and they catch stuff they shouldn't. So you're missing part of the conversation because you have something turned on just because somebody used a word that was somewhat similar to one that was bad.
Right. The most persistent trolls will find a way to circumvent any kind of filter system like that. And you don't necessarily even need to be using mature, harsh language to be an unsavory person in chat.
No, and I think FredMe98 in the chat room had a really great point. He said, or she said, I think the problem is that reporting a character feels useless. Yeah, I know there have been so many times where I've made a report, and they're like, okay, thanks. I'm like, well, are you going to do anything about it? They're like, well, it's confidential. We really can't tell you what's going to happen. Okay. So if someone's been harassing me hardcore, like making it their daily life's mission to make my play experience a living nightmare, but you're not going to tell me what you've done to stop them from doing it to me and other people? How's that fair? Like, I can understand protecting my confidentiality and my privacy, but why are you going to protect theirs? They're a huge troll. Why are you going to do that? Why you got to do me like that, Blizzard? Come on.
I understand why Blizzard does that. I know a lot of people don't. I understand why Blizzard does that. It's part of their privacy policy. And from that, I can see. But like I said earlier, when you see that same person over and over again doing the same crap, and yes, I almost said a very different word, the same crap over and over again, you lose faith in the system. You lose faith that anything is being done, that your report, that your words, that you're taking the initiative of trying to stop this person from doing something to ruin your gameplay. You feel like nothing is happening, and you feel like there's nothing you're going to get out of it, so why even bother? you know, I'm on an RP realm. When I first started playing, I reported everybody that broke RP rules. I stopped. Because you want to know why? It was... nothing happened. And I understand that... that you want to strangle somebody sometimes. I understand that. And I understand that feeling of... you're not doing anything. You're not telling me you're doing nothing, but you're just not doing anything. This person's going to be back in 2 days or 2 hours, and they're going to be doing it again. Now, I've talked to people who are GMs. I know a little more since talking to them about how the system works. I know that when you have a report against you for something like that, it does count against you. But they don't want something like that to be a permaban. I just wish they were more vocal when they do something like this. Like, this month, we as Blizzard, you know, suspended X amount of accounts who were harassing players. We banned this many accounts who have a systematic and constant history of harassment. That's the kind of thing I want. I don't want to know that Joe Bob blank that has an inappropriate name got banned. I don't care about that player. I don't care about that person and their punishment. I want to see that you're doing something. And right now, I don't feel like you're doing anything. Right now, I don't feel like there's anything you're doing to improve my gameplay and teach this person a lesson that's going to cost them. You know, this week, Blizzard was dealing with another issue that is very, very... very, very big in the news right now. There was a bug in the most recent Diablo patch that allowed people to basically create gold out of thin air. They have pretty much said, oh, right, they've banned these people. Why can't we hear the same sort of thing about people who harass and make people's lives miserable in-game? I don't care about the name of the person. I just want to know you're doing something, Blizzard.
Well, to be fair, that might be kind of apples and oranges, because when you're talking about the Diablo 3 thing, I think there was only about 500 accounts that were involved in the mass duping of gold, and still it had a very big impact on the game. I do think there are far more than 500 trolls in World of Warcraft, or 500 people that are just bad apples. It's a much larger problem, and I think it kind of comes down to resources too, and that's kind of a tricky thing, because then people come up with, well, WoW's making millions upon millions of dollars each month, so why can't they dedicate some of that toward, you know, this kind of enforcement? I don't really have a good answer for that. That said, it goes without saying that it would definitely require a huge commitment of resources to tackle the problem. The question then becomes, is the amount of resources required to address the issue worth investing to solve the problem, compared to how much it would solve, how many problems it would solve in the game, and how many subscriptions it would keep from being lost? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely hear you. I guess part of me hopes that maybe someday Blizzard will be willing to take a stance against cyberbullying. And, like, take an open stance about it. Release a statement that say, you know what, this is not appropriate and we don't support it, and this is what we're going to do to address it. Because there are a lot of people that get taken advantage of in this game, and they get trolled, and they get harassed, and they get bullied again and again and again. And it drives people away. It's really sad.
It is horrible for people who feel like they're not getting to enjoy the game. You know, I'm a big proponent of, it's your game, your money, your $15 a month, play it how you want. Sometimes you can't, and that infuriates me. As a player, that people who pay to play this game can't enjoy it. It's incredibly frustrating, and yeah.
Well, I think that was a really good discussion.
I agree.
You want to take the next topic, Medros?
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, Ro. Why did you choose that link over the one that I wrote? I'm just curious
maybe because,
here.
Maybe because I haven't been doing what everyone else listening to this show should be doing, and go to allthingsazeroth.com to find the latest blog articles and reviews of World of Warcraft printed, published things, right?
That would be correct.
Yep.
So the Dark Riders graphical novel came out this past Tuesday. Fandith in our chat room has his copy, I'm sure, at hand, close. And I reviewed it for our site. Tried to keep it spoiler-free if at all possible. It is a good book. I really enjoyed it, and I do hope that you guys all go out and pick it up. It's available on Amazon. It's actually a fairly reasonable price, and the art is great. There's a couple of scenes in the book that really kind of made me laugh, because like it's like a face that isn't quite drawn right, but it's kind of an in-the-background face. But like there was one where I'm pretty sure that if a person had that look, that their jaw would have to be broken in several places and they'd be screaming in pain. But it's art, it's comic art, so you really understand that, you know, you can't always get it right. But, it, you know, it's a good story. Gives us a bit more lore behind the Dark Riders of Deadwind Pass. And, you know, I really enjoyed reading it. I would have liked more resolution to the story, seeing that there was some information and some stuff we didn't know previously. It's great. Answer some questions that people have had for a very long time about the Dark Riders.
Excuse me, Metros?
Before you interrupt me there, Bella, how's your homework coming along?
The Bruins just won!
How's your homework coming along?
Good. Very lovely. Anyways, we now return to your regularly scheduled All Things Azeroth podcast.
As I was saying, how is your homework coming along? Are you finished the first book yet?
No, I've been rather busy.
So yeah, it's a very good graphic novel. You know, they did say they kind of got, they were able to get more in because it is because it is a graphic novel instead of comic. And it was a fun read. So I'd recommend checking it out, and go check out my review on allthingsazeroth.com. Right, Ro?
Yes, absolutely. Allthingsazeroth.com. That's allthingsazeroth.com.
I'd hope they'd know the website address, but okay.
No, I really, like, my plan is to do some reading this summer. Lots of reading. Because hockey season will be over. Yeah. I am horrible. I'm so sorry I got distracted by my hockey team.
I have an idea.
Sure, let's listen to your idea.
Let's give something away.
Alright, if you insist.
Alright. Trivia time, chat room. And this time spelling counts, because it's a short answer. And the train in the background also thinks that spelling counts, so the train agrees with me.
I think, okay. I think it's actually disagreeing with you.
Woo, woo! Alright, so if you check out Shade's article on WoW Insider, she talked a bit about the Curse of Flesh, going into some old god stuff, and it was a bit of a tinfoil hat article. I highly suggest you guys check it out. I thought it was an interesting read. I figured I'd go for a question that was kind of tied to old gods and such. So, in Cataclysm, they added in this item called the Puzzle Box of Yogg-Saron. And what I want to know from you guys in the chat room is, according to the Puzzle Box of Yogg-Saron, what's the name of the sunken city where an old god sleeps underneath? Now, we're not exactly completely clear on which old god it is, but it does mention something about a darkness sleeping underneath.
I agree.
And
with
spelling counts on this.
I agree with Toasty Toronto.
Why are all these questions difficult and I not know the answers to them?
Because it's trivia. It's supposed to, the answers are supposed to be trivial. It's not supposed to be who's the king of Stormwind.
Bella, who's the king of Stormwind?
Nevik, if you're going to say that answer, at least spell it right. And I think we have a winner. which is not Nevik.
The king of Stormwind is Varian Wern.
Mm-hmm. Rin.
Rin. Yes, the king is Varian. He is King Varian.
My lore loving heart is breaking. My lore loving heart is breaking in pieces right now. Oh.
You know I don't know lore. I'm working on it.
Okay, we got you back. At BlizzCon, Shade's gonna have. I'm gonna hire Shade to do some lore training for all of the All Things Azeroth staff. You're required to be there. Sorry.
I won't be in attendance at BlizzCon, unfortunately.
I'll have to drive you across country. Don't worry, you don't have to fly.
Let's just bring BlizzCon over there. It's no big deal.
Yes, I'm sure there's plenty of room in Maine for BlizzCon. Sure. And nobody's already booked hotels or planes out to Vanheim. Not at all.
No.
But,
we're
so
good.
So we do have a winner, right? Yeah. The first answer.
We are. We're good.
Okay. So, Revenar. And a couple other people got in there too, but Revenar was first. Revenar answered Nialotha, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is the name of the city in which darkness dreams underneath. Now, it's not really clear if it's Nazoth or another unnamed old god or whatnot, and it's kind of funny that this is talked about in the puzzle box of Yogg-Saron. It almost makes me wonder if since it is the puzzle box of Yogg-Saron, it almost makes me wonder if perhaps Nialotha could have been, say, another name for the Nerubian Kingdom and such. Maybe that's the old god's name for it. I don't know. There's a number of possible theories and whatnot. But yep, grats, Revenar, and you have won.
You have won a Moonkin Hatchling. Congratulations.
Grats.
Oh, they're so cute. I have two. They're really adorable.
And cuddly, right? There.
They're cute and cuddly and squishy, and I love them.
You forgot feathery.
They are feathery, but they're more cute and cuddly. You just want to pet them and hold them and hug them, and they're really cute. I have one, and I named him Smyslov, after the druid in my guild. He's so cute, the little furry little bird. And they dance. They're just so adorable. They're so cute.
Apparently you have to watch the new Game Breaker lore show. That's going to teach you lore. Done.
Okay. Done.
Conspiracy Craft. Yes. I mean, okay, shameless plug of other shows that aren't part of the Dawnforge Network, but Conspiracy Craft on Game Breaker TV, actually, pretty decent show. So, yes, I agree.
So, congratulations. Message will be sent out after the show. So, let us talk about our second sponsor, shall we? So, the great folks over at Doghouse Systems make great gaming PCs. These are PCs that you are going to be able to use for a long time. I mean, nothing sucks more than having just bought a brand new computer, having a game come out that has requirements higher than what you have, so that you have to now upgrade the new computer you just got 6 months before. Well, Doghouse makes sure that their systems are built solid and with future in mind, so that you'll be able to play the games that are coming out now and in the future without any problem. It's a great, great company. We do really recommend it. And if you use the code BACON, you're going to get double the memory, which is absolutely awesome. So check them out at doghousesystems.com. And we thank you for sponsoring the show. And Bella?
Yes?
One of our sponsors wanted me to pass a message along to you.
Okay.
Twistar of Clan Bushido on the Ner'zhul Realm said, "Tell Bella the folks at Clan Bushido welcome her to the show, and they were waiting for some helpful hints on Throne of Thunder, and they really, really, really thank you for coming on the show."
Oh, well, thank you.
So even our sponsors say hi and thank you.
Aww.
Don't you feel loved?
Yes, I do.
Good, because everybody loves you. I got so many emails this week, it was not even funny.
Really?
Yes. Do we have any of those queued up in the show there, Ro?
I do not have them queued up, because I don't think they were all, I don't think they all got to me. You probably got some that were addressed directly to you, so you probably have more of them than I do.
That is very possible. Let me just let's see here. This one person says, I think Bella is great. I hope she never leaves the show and hope the little one grows up to be a healthy little podcaster.
Aww.
This person, Plain Ugly, from the Elder of the Lost server, says, first time, long time. I love the podcast very much. I love Elizabella so much. She brings a new life to the podcast. I almost fell off my chair at work laughing so hard with her. There's only one thing wrong with her. She is Alliance. If she was horrid, she'd be perfect. Thank you for the wonderful podcast. See, only small critiques. And I think they're wrong, personally. Because I think if you're not Alliance, you're wrong.
Very true.
If I'm wrong, I don't want to know what's right.
You probably don't.
No.
It's called a race change.
Well, remember, Medros, it's okay to be Horde and it's okay to be Alliance. We're bifactional and we love everyone.
Sure. We can go with that.
He'll never change, Ro, will he?
Well, he is raiding now in Raid Finder. He is looking into transmog gear. So we know he has the potential within him to change. So I'll keep hope alive.
Yes, we'll keep the fight alive. We will fight the good fight.
You keep fighting. I'll keep laughing. All right, so
it is question of the week time.
Indeed. And I see pink first, so I'll let you talk.
Our question that I actually came up with last week, and I'm really excited for all of the responses. I asked the question to all of you guys, all of you listeners, what are you looking forward to most in patch 5.3? And the response was ginormous. I'm just so excited. So, our first answer from Megacode, item upgrading, also decrease in XP required for leveling 85 to 90. Let's see, cause Mikri? Reduced XP to level in mob, hashtag altaholic. Jessica Chaos says, helping Vol'jin in the rebellion, Garrosh has done enough damage and I want to feel proud to be Horde again. Loktar Ogar. Let's see. Boomy says, the experience nerf so that my alts can finally get to 90 without me pulling my hair out, smiley face. I am with you on that one, Boomy. Because I have an alt that's sitting at 86 and it's just taking forever to level it. And MacGyver from Spare Parts says, continuation of the 5.1 storyline after the destruction, I assume, even though it says distraction.
No, I think it's distraction.
Oh, after the distraction of Thunder Isle.
Yeah, because Thunder Isle wasn't destroyed. No,
that's
well,
true.
I think he's referring to just the fact that the whole Thunder Isle storyline, I mean, yeah, you had Lorthamar and Jaina and a little bit of that stuff there, and it was kind of a tangent, kind of a side story against everything that's going on. But now in 5.3, I mean, you're taking it to Durotar and Orgrimmar and the Echo Isles and all that stuff into the Barrens. It's really ramping up the pace and bringing it home, so to speak.
Yeah, so I apologize, MacGyver, for butchering your answer. Now I feel bad. Medros, you want to pick up and read the last few?
So, Lignar from the Epic Podcast says, agree with MacGyver on continuing storylines. Mom Aiden says, look forward to everything. I like the way things are moving as I get bored easily. While Warthog says, got a bunch of alts sitting at 85. The XP bonus will get me to level them. Zombie Dan says, sneaking into Orgrimmar with Draenei Hunter. Trek and Warcraft says, I'm looking forward mostly to heroic scenarios. Seems like a great way to get gear off spec.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Yep, I agree. Like I said, I'm looking forward to heroic scenarios quite a bit myself. That and getting a Voidwalker pet from Tempest Keep.
Yes, yes. I cannot wait to go raiding for pets. For Raiding with Leashes Part 2.
You didn't know about that until yesterday.
I do not know what you're talking about, Medros.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to see a number of more Ashes of Alar mounts starting to pop up in the game. With more people running Tempest Keep just for the pets, they're going to be like, okay, might as well kill Kael'thas too while we're at it. And even though the Ashes of Alar mount's a rare drop, it's going to be run so many more times by pet hunters, at least in these first few weeks, that wouldn't surprise me if we see a few phoenixes flying around after the first few weeks of 5.3.
That mount is beautiful.
Yep.
I don't have it, though.
Yeah, you never know. I didn't think I'd get the Onyxia mount, and that I saw that drop 2 weeks in a row. So, anything's possible.
I got the Onyxia mount.
I know. And the funny thing, it's weird because I know a number of people who have the Onyxia mount, and yet I know so many people who have ran that thing for weeks and weeks and weeks and just have not seen a thing.
You know where I plan to run every week for the foreseeable future?
What's that?
Karazhan!
Oh, you're going to go punch a pony in the face.
I want to punch a pony! Maybe I'll get a pony! I want to punch a pony! That's as far as I want to go.
I'm going all the way to the top. I feel free to not join me if you so choose.
I will punch a
pony.
I
will probably be going all the way to the top too, because another space abyssal is definitely desired.
I simply want...
Is that a pet?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, so you mean you have to go to the all the way to Prince to get
a
pet?
Yeah, Melkazar has a pet on him.
Huh, interesting. You mean I might have some people who may want to go with me to Karazhan?
Yes, interesting. At least for a while.
That's intriguing.
As long as they don't make the chess event any more difficult to do with two people, I'll be fine.
For the next question, for this week's question, going a bit more broader and kind of just looking at the big picture of things here, I would like to know, for better or worse, how has WoW had an impact on your life outside of the game? Now, there are a number of people who will talk about how they met the love of their life through the game. There are a number of people who will say that they made a number of friendships and connections with people from all parts of the nation and the world that they probably wouldn't have otherwise, and just MMORPGs tend to do that when it comes to that kind of thing. Personally, I'd have to say if it wasn't for World of Warcraft, there's a ton of people I would never have gotten to really meet or get to know, including you guys, obviously, everyone listening, Medros, Bella, a lot of awesome people that I would have got to meet. I probably would have met other people from whatever other MMO I ended up playing, because I just seem to like MMOs and such. I know one thing I definitely wouldn't have been doing outside of WoW, and even though it's kind of related to WoW, is podcasting, because Warcraft, more than any other game out there, has so many podcasts and stuff connected to it that it just kind of had... It's this weird little community, society, whatever, that... There's nothing quite like it, for better or worse, when you compare the podcast community around a game like World of Warcraft compared to a whole bunch of other games, and I would never have even thought about doing anything like what I'm doing now. And to even take things a little bit further, having been a raid leader in World of Warcraft, to a small degree, I think... being a raid leader and for a time being a guild leader for a short time, it helped me with some leadership skills and problem solving and such that I was actually able to apply as in my real life as a manager in a retail store. It's not like you're talking game problems and stuff like that, but just, you know, dealing with other people and handling relationships between co-workers and people who are possibly a level below you or whatnot, you can definitely pick up some degree of life experience from being behind the leadership of an organization like a guild or a large raid team. So that's all the ways that WoW's impacted me outside of the game. Bella, how about yourself?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that WoW has impacted me is that I probably wouldn't have met my husband had I not been playing WoW. You know, I think we might have still met, but I don't think our relationship would have grown the way it did or progressed the way it did, because when we met, we didn't live in the same place. So WoW kind of brought us together as a way for us to spend time together every day and, you know, develop a friendship that bloomed and blossomed into a relationship, and then into a marriage, and now starting our family. I don't think I'd be the same person had it not been for gaming, because WoW has given me confidence. You know, I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I would be on a podcast about WoW, let alone be on All Things Azeroth. I started listening to ATA when I, you know, a long time ago. It seems so long ago. But, you know, it's given me, like I said, the confidence. It's given me, you know, enthusiasm. It's, you know, shown me that I can be part of a greater community. Like, with my guild, we are a huge family in Mostly Harmless on the Undermine US server. We love each other. We appreciate each other. We care about each other. We stay active on the forums regarding our real life. You know, we support each other. We celebrate our accomplishments. We, you know, help lift each other up when we're feeling down or when we have failures in life. And, you know, I just think that WoW has done so much for me that I can't imagine my life without it. I can't imagine not having this game. Now, on the flip side of it, kind of like the other part of the question, for better or worse, how has it had an impact on my life? At one point, I was hardcore progression raiding like 5 nights a week, and that almost killed my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It almost killed it. Like, it put a fork in it to some point.
I've heard of a lot of similar stories, too.
But it's all about learning to find the balance, which is something I still struggle with. You know, I still struggle with, okay, how much time am I spending in WoW? How much time am I dedicating to, you know, doing stuff related to WoW, like podcasting and Twitter and Facebook? How much time am I spending on that? And on the reverse of that, am I spending an equal amount of time with my husband and family? I think WoW has taught me how to find the balance in my life between work and play, between family and friends, and between entertainment and necessity. What about you, Medros?
The simple answer is, from the day this game launched to now, it has brought so many amazing things to my life. The audience of ATA, my fans when I was with WoW Radio, the community that I've had, I've been a part of some incredible guilds, made friends that I still keep touch with 8 years later. This may come as a surprise to some of you. I'm not the most socially adept person.
Get out.
I say this for a reason, though, because, you know, people who know me only through the show, you know, I seem like a very social person. I seem like a person who is very socially comfortable and out there and all this stuff. If you knew me in real world, if you knew Dwight, the person behind me, the person you hear on the podcast, I don't talk that much. My wife, when we first met, she'd get furious with me because we'd go and visit with friends of hers or her family or anybody, and I'd sit there and say like 5 words all night.
Really?
Yes. Can you imagine me only saying 5 words in an evening? Can you, any of you, imagine that? That was me.
No.
And that was even after the podcast was already going. But this game has brought out a part of me that allows me to be social with people who have the same thoughts as me, the same interests as me, and the same desires as me. It has brought so much into my life. I can never thank the audience for ATA, the people I've met in WoW, and the people who have welcomed me into the community with such open arms enough to make up for what they've given me in the years I've been doing this. You know, the impact it had on my life, I do a podcast, I enjoy it. It is exciting every Monday to do this show. I've launched Dawnforge, which is always my dream to be a business owner. Small as it is, admittedly, it is a fun thing to do. I have enjoyed the game. It's just an awesome thing. So, you know, what impact has WoW had on my life? Everything. I wouldn't be the same person if it wasn't for World of Warcraft. Of that, I have no doubt. So, yeah, that's the impact it's had on my life. Some of the biggest people in my life are people I've met through this game. But the biggest one is my wife, who I didn't meet through the game, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about it. All the millions and millions that have played this game, and keep in mind that even though we have only 8.3 million people that play the game now, there are millions upon millions of players worldwide that have played World of Warcraft since its launch. Something I heard the other day, I think it was Josh Allen, lore on Convert to Raid the other day, he was saying that when it comes to MMOs, there's generally two types of players now. Those who have played World of Warcraft, and those who are playing World of Warcraft now. But it really is amazing just how many lives this game has had an impact and touched on. And while for a number of people, World of Warcraft may be just a game, for so many others, countless others, this little MMO that became a juggernaut has changed lives in huge, major, profound ways. It has altered the career paths of many people. It has created families. It's kind of awe-inspiring to think that a game, could do something like that. I don't think something like Monopoly could do something like that. could start some heated debate in a family, in a house. I don't think Asteroids could necessarily do something like that on such a grand scale back in the day. But it's an amazing thing, and for anyone, I mean, I may be earning the paycheck that we receive from Blizzard, of course, now by saying this, but for anyone that is working with Blizzard right now, listening to this show, just take a step back and think about that. Think about how many lives you have touched just doing whatever part on the team you've done, whether it's been behind the art, the systems, the voices, the handling, the community management and stuff. You guys have changed millions of lives. You've done more than just make a video game, and that is definitely something to just absorb for a minute. So, yeah. Speech over. We definitely
that better
like
be a
$150 hear...
paycheck this month, believe it. That was... He earned us another $50 at least. I'm sorry.
We definitely like to hear from you guys. Via Twitter, email, and otherwise. So we look forward to seeing your answers, and we will read them on next week's show.
Absolutely, and we're excited. So before we do wrap up the show and do our outro, a couple of things. First thing, I'm going to say something. I mentioned it last week, and announced the week before that. It's really awesome. We have the Give to Get contest, where we want you to tell us why somebody else should win a prize, a really awesome package. And if the person that you have offered a you told us needs a package, gets the package, then you get a prize. And we'll also be giving three entries, a randomly chosen, a prize of themselves. So we really, really want to hear from you. We want your entries, and we want to give somebody a prize. So please enter. That's all I can say. And Ro, you guys want to say?
Yes, so I have a little bit of an announcement, and it's about a gathering at BlizzCon. And it's a gathering that if you listen to All Things Azeroth or a couple other podcasts out there, including my show Realm Maintenance or Group Quest or possibly even Let's WoW, I haven't seen confirmation from that yet, but there is going to be a gathering at BlizzCon of, at the very least, 10 different podcasts, and I think that when all is said and done, we're going to be looking at a number more. The folks behind Epic Podcast, Holy Shat, and The Sundering are basically the front runners in the kind of showrunners, the organizers behind this whole thing. And the whole point of the gathering is to gather a number of different podcasts from throughout the World of Warcraft podcast lineup. Bring all those podcasters and their listeners under one roof in one place, and have not just a gathering, but also do a live show with participation from people from all these different podcasts, and just have one heck of a unique experience. It's being called World of Podcasts. It may not sound like the most creative name in the world. I actually came up with a name and tossed it at Lignar and Seraphis and Xantar and all the other people behind leading it. But they liked World of Podcasts, so they ran with it. There is a site already up for this. The art and the format of the page is still kind of a work in progress, but there's something rough up right now. It's at worldofpodcast.com. If you go there right now, you can see a list of shows that have already said they're going to be involved, and I'll just run those off really quick. This is just right now. We know that there will be people from Azeroth Pirate Radio, Epic Podcast, Holy Shat, The Sundering, All Things Azeroth, Epic Questions, Group Quest, Horde for Life, Realm Maintenance, and Warcraft Less Traveled. There's a number of other shows being talked to. Emails are still going out. Communication about this is going fast and furious. I'm really excited about this gathering. Now, it should be noted, if you're going to BlizzCon, this is planned to be happening the night before BlizzCon. That's also the same night that the WoW Insider, WoWhead, Gamebreaker TV party happens. That party is going to be happening, usually starts around, I want to say, 4 or 5. This gathering is going to be starting, I believe, roughly around 8, give or take. So you don't necessarily have to choose one party over the other. In fact, I'm probably going to be at both of these parties and maybe something else if it's going on. It's not a competition here. We're actually, I'm hoping that this party does something to help improve the situation from last BlizzCon, where the WoW Insider party was just really super crowded and packed. And while it was, like, from what I've heard, while it was a really fun experience and such, at the same time, people were kind of packed in there like sardines. So by having another venue, another place, you know, to gather, to meet up, to meet podcasters from your favorite shows and such, and just have a good time, it can do nothing but help that night before BlizzCon be an awesome activity. So again, go to worldofpodcast.com to learn more about it. You can also follow the event on Twitter at World of Podcasts, and I'm very excited about that, and I can't wait to see what we do there as far as being from All Things Azeroth goes.
Yeah, we will jealous. Be there. Looking forward to it, and you're all, anybody who's there is going to have lots of fun. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
And I will encourage, I'll take this moment to encourage everybody who's part of the Dawnforge family and going to BlizzCon, I'd love to have you there too. Because that brings like 4 shows to the from our network. That makes it even bigger.
Mm-hmm. We don't have confirmation from Let's WoW and Chaos Portal just yet. But again, this is still—it's still in the formative stages. There's not even a place confirmed yet for exactly where this is going to be, partially because the organizers behind this are trying to get a feeling for how many podcasts are going to be involved, because that in turn will determine how many people we expect to see at this party. So this is all in motion, so you definitely want to keep an eye on the site and on those podcasts behind it to get more news and info about it.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll see some of you at BlizzCon. And no, you don't need to buy me drinks. Just gonna say.
I am buying so many drinks already, it's not funny.
Yeah, you want to hear how long my drink list is?
Okay, Ro, can I ask you a favor?
No, I'm not buying a drink for you.
No, you should buy one for Medros.
Okay.
On my behalf.
Okay.
Because I can't be there. I will be so insanely pregnant that I will not be able to be there.
Maybe we'll bring you in on Skype.
That would be cool.
Alrighty. So, hey, Bella.
Hey, Ro.
Since I do the outro, you know, show in and show out, and since you're here, how about I let you have the honors this time and you give it a whirl?
Yay! This is so exciting. I'm so excited. Okay. So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5, which is, in regular terms, 1-785-282-9695. Our emails are, if you want to email the show, it's show@allthingsazeroth.com. Medros is medros@allthingsazeroth.com. Ro@allthingsazeroth.com. And Bella@allthingsazeroth.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @allthingsaz, @medros, @the_Elizabella, and @rowow. You can follow the network, @dawnforge. And please, please, check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including such ones as Group Quest, All Things Edible, Halfway Around the World, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, The Chaos Portal, Obscurecast, Let's Wow, and the Steamforge Podcast.
10 out of 10. You can do that from now on.
That's a tongue full. Whew.
It's a few words.
I don't mind. I liked it. It was fun.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm pretty sure he was actually serious right there.
Yes.
Oh. Well, then. Sounds fun.
It is. The show we're going to spotlight this week is the Chaos Portal podcast. We're going to play a bit of a bumper from them, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This week on the Chaos Portal.
And our special guest this week is none other than Syl Nixon from over on Girls Gone Wild. Hey, Syl.
Hello.
Why are you / waggling in a time like this?
See, I have EJ and Raven for that because I'm far too lazy.
Also, a return of Engineering It Up with an interview from Doghouse Systems.
Hi, I'm Clark.
Hey, I'm Keith. Good morning.
For all this and more, tune in to chaosportalshow.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
And thank you very much, Le Grayson, for that. And we hope to see you back after your little hiatus there. Stronger and better than ever, without computers crashing. Good to hear. All right, so that is going to be it for this episode. We will be back next week. And have a good week, everybody. See you in game, and take care. Happy hunting. And we'll see you on the other side of the hockey game.
This has been a production of Dawnforge. Copyright 2013. Find great podcasts and more at thedawnforge.com.